What's going on, everybody? My name is RJ, and I'm the host of the Committed Podcast. Today, I'm here with a little something different for you all. I actually recorded this episode on Instagram Live. I did a little bit of a Q&A there, so you'll be able to see everything on my Instagram page, which is IamReuBenMicah. The video is there. It's great. It was great. But I wanted to go ahead and chop it up a little bit and put it on podcast platforms for you guys. So without further ado, here we go. All right. Thanks for joining me for tonight's episode of the Committed Podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about the road less traveled and defining your X factor. But first, we're going to go ahead and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God, for today. God, we thank you and we praise you for our lives. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, for the gifts that you've given us. God, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God, for this time we get to just relax, spend with you, spend with each other, God, and learn from you regarding what it is that you have us doing here at this point in time in our lives, God, figuring out what our callings are, figuring out what our gifts are. God, I pray the Lord that you would provide clarity for somebody that listens to this today. Provide some kind of direction for them. Give them peace. Give us all peace that surpasses understanding, God. We thank you. We praise you, Lord, for everything that you're doing, all that you've done, and all that you'll continue to do. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The title of this episode is called The Road Less Traveled. Usually when I plan these episodes out, I kind of jot some ideas down, some central ideas, thoughts that I want to kind of focus around. And, you know, I mentioned this a few episodes back, but you probably have noticed, like, with the episodes and their titles, like, this is supposed to be a sort of a journey, you know, figuring out where you are in your entrepreneurial journey so far. That's the whole point of season one, is to take you on a journey and hopefully through my stories, show you kind of this is where I'm at in my journey. And you'll understand where my way of thinking comes from, and, you know, how I analyze the Bible when it comes to figuring out how do we apply biblical principles to our entrepreneurial journeys. So hopefully at this point, you kind of see, all right, the road less traveled. Well, what does that mean? You probably asked yourself or are asking yourself that right now at this point. And the note that I wrote down for this episode is, what is your X factor? What makes what you're doing different than what everyone else is doing? How does operating in your gift with God magnify your uniqueness in your industry? So today what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about what I believe the X factor is for Sankofa Studios. I'm going to talk a little bit about what we do, and then I'm going to talk a little bit about what I've seen in some people's businesses that are doing similar things in graphic design and marketing and branding, and then kind of describe how I think Sankofa is different. And then I'll talk about a little bit more in depth what my journey has been like since I've started to make Jesus more central in what I do, because it wasn't always that way. And I talked about it a few episodes ago, how I started Sankofa Studios back in 2020 in my dorm room as, you know, some sort of a side project to just help me get some money and be able to put myself through school, not necessarily pay for school, but to help me with my daily expenses, my kind of day-to-day things that I needed to take care of. It started like that. And then a few years ago, I'd say about 2 years ago, I heard from God on my way home from work one day. And that's kind of when things started to shift for me. I started rebuilding my relationship with God. I started to read my Bible more. I started to not only just read it, but study it and study it more in a way that is applicable to what I'm doing in that point in time, helping to find some things, some concepts, some practices that would help me kind of build a godly business or build a Jesus-centered business. So right now, I would say my X factor is that I'm helping entrepreneurs, by God's grace, build better relationships with him and then do the same thing that I'm currently doing now. There are some things that I've learned that, you know, I realize I can go reach back and pull others up with me and teach them these same lessons, these same principles. And that's the whole principle of Sankofa. The principle of Sankofa means to go back and retrieve what was lost. Not saying that anybody that I'm helping is lost. They might feel that way, but I don't look at it that way. I look at it as we're helping each other as a community to progress, to build businesses that are sustainable, to build businesses that have godly practices at the center of them, and to build people's relationships with God. And I do that in a couple of different ways. I do that in helping others establish good business practices, but I also help them understand the principles in their personal lives so that they're able to go out and help other people as well. It's not just about me helping people. It's people helping people. It's building a support group. It's about building community and helping all of us be successful. I would say that's my biggest X factor right now. I do it in a lot of different ways. I'm not going to share all the details of that, or we'd be here for forever. But in my bio, in my Instagram, I have a white paper of sorts that you can go and read. It has my mission statement, my values, the things that I do to build the culture of this business. It has my vision for the future for Sankofa Studios and a few other things. And I actually help my clients build those things as a foundation with biblical principles as well. I have a few scriptures here that I have built Sankofa Studios on. This podcast, we've talked about it before, but the foundational scripture for the committed podcast itself comes from Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3, where it says, commit your works to the Lord and your thoughts will be established, right? Again, this goes back to that part of the story where I realized that even in the time where I was first building Sankofa Studios, my motives were wrong. The situation I found myself in life wasn't really holy, right? And I talk about holiness in the context of a heart posture and not that of a dress code, right? It's a lifestyle that doesn't necessarily limit itself to not wearing jewelry, not watching television, not going to motion pictures, and wearing long skirts. It comes from a posture of wanting to serve God. It comes from a posture of wanting to be more like Christ. It comes from a posture of wanting to satisfy the Lord with my works. Not that my faith is dependent on those works and what comes from those works, because we're saved by grace through faith, not of our own works, because it's a gift from God. But knowing that faith without my works is dead. It's the combination of those things that I believe creates a holy lifestyle. And we have instructions in the New Testament throughout, and even there are some principles that we can rely on in the Old Testament that we can carry on into our new lives today. But there are a lot of foundational scriptures that I've used, and I've, you know, spent time studying different parts of scripture and in different contexts. Like, a lot of my principles I model after King Solomon, but there are a lot of things that I take from King Solomon and in his rule in Israel back in 1st and 2nd Kings. One of the biggest things that sticks out to me about his story is how he asks God for wisdom and not necessarily the provision for what he needed to do. The biggest thing that he faced at the time, or biggest challenge he faced at the time, was building a temple to house the Ark of the Covenant. And he was responsible for the building of the first temple. Now, you all may or may not know, there were two temples in Judaism that were built. And then now it's the current site of the Dome of the Rock. Little geography lesson there. 1 Kings chapter 1, verse 28. It talks about when King Solomon actually was anointed to be the king and by King David at the time. And if you read throughout 1 Kings and you get to the end, and it talks about kind of those transitional periods. So I'll probably talk about it one day, you know, kind of about how a lot of the historical things that happened in this part of the Old Testament kind of have long lasting effects, and that we can see even in today's climate. Solomon's wisdom is what gave him the ability to organize teams, to acquire wealth. It says in the Bible, I'm blanking on exactly where it is, but it says that there was wealth that was given to him. You know, there wasn't just wealth that he had to find himself, that he had to gather himself. He was able to, through the wisdom that God gave him, actually acquire wealth from other people, not only people that believed in what he was doing, but from King David, who left an inheritance to him. But these things are kind of motivating and inspiring to me, because I realize that even in building a business and building a startup that's less than 5 years old, that I don't have to do it all by myself. But it challenges me to ask for the right things. It's like, you know, sometimes we, as business owners and as creatives, as visionaries, as entrepreneurs, we ask for the wrong things. And my challenge my challenge a few months ago was that, you know, am I just asking God for things that would make me not need him? Or am I asking for these things because I genuinely need these things in order to do what I feel like God is calling me to do? And I realized that the issue was that I was asking for things that would make me not need God. I'm thinking about this song that I used to hear as a kid. It goes something like, faith without works is like a screen door on a submarine. And in kind of remembering that and just talking about my faith and understanding where I need to be so that I can need God, it's just, it's almost mind-boggling. Because I realize now, and this is not, I can't even say like it was my youth, like I was like 16 years old, like I was 19, 20 years old. You know, I kind of knew the power of money and why we need money, because you got to have money to do things. But I realized that I was doing a whole lot of working and not a lot of faithing. We say faith without works is dead a lot, but we have to realize that works without faith is also dead. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, I don't know why this verse is coming to my head exactly, but it's the beginning. It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or clanging cymbal. And then I scroll down to verse 3. And though I bestow my goods to feed the poor and I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. I think that same concept applies to our faith. If we don't have faith and we do all of these things, it doesn't profit us anything. The Bible says that we shouldn't store up our wealth in the earth, because when we go to heaven, it's not going to be worth anything. To be honest with you, Alexander, he says, knowing what questions to ask and knowing truly what is needed for the experience is a major challenge. That's very true. We shouldn't be too hard on ourselves oftentimes for not knowing what questions to ask. My mom used to say this to me all the time. Sometimes we don't know what we don't know until we know that we don't know it, right? Meaning it takes exposure externally for us to understand the knowledge that we lack. And that is why it's important to understand where you are in the wisdom of God, right? Do we have, or do we rely on rather, our knowledge based on our experiences and our challenges that we encounter throughout life? Do we rely on those, our very limited knowledge, or are we going to choose? We have to make an active decision every time we face these challenges to rely on the omnipotence of God and the omniscience of God, him knowing all things, him enduring all things, and him being all things. Do we rely on the external eternal in order to get through these challenges? Do we ask the questions of the eternal, or do we ask questions based on our own knowledge and understanding, which is very limited? God operates outside of our sensory perception. He operates outside of who we are as individuals and what we see on a daily basis. That's a good question. How can our experiences lead us to not having to know? That's a good question. I think that our experiences shape us in such a way that it almost drives us to wanting to know all the answers to everything, right? I'll give you a prime example. As a child, I had an extreme fear of the unknown. I don't know if there's like some fancy Latin word for that or not, but I just was scared of the unknown. And it made me develop over time this crippling anxiety, not having a schedule and a to-do list and not knowing what I'm doing every day. And even sometimes I think about that in the entrepreneurial world. I think of a lot of the what ifs. What if this goes wrong? What if this goes right? Then what? To be honest with you, those formative years between the ages like 5 and 10, I mean, those were very formative years in my life, and they were home to a lot of experiences that I feel like shaped the way I think about my entrepreneurial journey now. So I think about a lot of the what ifs. I think about a lot of, you know, how do I conquer this challenge? And it took me a very long time, to be honest with you, as a young adult, to figure out, hey, Philippians 4:6 says, in all things, through prayer and supplication, make your needs known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. It leads the verse by saying, be anxious for nothing. And that first part, that those four words, they still hammer on my heart to this day. They still kind of chip away at some of the anxieties of my mind. And I have to remind myself of that often, to just pray about stuff. There was a long period of time where I didn't believe that prayer worked. I didn't believe that prayer resulted in things. And looking back over those times, those were some of the most difficult times of my entrepreneurial journey. I was doing a lot of late nights and early mornings. I would brag on doing 30-hour days, 36-hour days. There was a time when I was going through finals, when I was an undergrad, and I stayed up for like maybe 5 days straight and would just brag on it like it was some, you know, bold accomplishment. But had I just prayed about it, things probably wouldn't have they probably wouldn't have went the way that they did. And I still didn't do well on that exam. But at the same time, you know, you don't know what you don't know until you know that you don't know. That experience had to awaken me to some things that, hey, you know, you can do this a better way. You can do this a different way and get better results. My mom says this too. She says, you know, a bought lesson is better than a taught lesson. You know, and sometimes we have to buy those lessons, you know, and it requires some sacrifice. It requires us to give things up. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful at the end of the day that I learned those lessons, and I'm grateful that those things have helped me to find my X factor. Like, a lot of these things that I've learned over time are what I teach people. It's like, hey, you know, you're going down this path of doing these things, and you want to do these bold, audacious things, and I support that 1,000%. I don't ever tell somebody, no, don't do that. I ask them why do you want to do this? What is your motive behind wanting to do this? And then let's say, all right, let's prioritize. Because there was a long period of time, and a lot of the people that work closest to me will still tell you that this is something that I do. I have these huge goals and ideas, and I want to shoot for the moon, and if I fall, aim for the stars, right? But in that process, I forget what it takes to get off the ground. And that's why I realized, as one of my areas of improvement, one of my weaknesses, I need to have people that bring me down to reality and say, hey, we support you in these ideas and these goals and this vision, but we need to figure out how to get you there. You got to get off the ground first before you can get in outer space. You know, you got to get through the sky and the clouds first before you get to the stars. You got to get to the stars before you get to the moon. So let's figure out how to get you off the ground first, and then we can go to the next step. And sometimes it's a little difficult to hear, but as a creative, as a visionary, you have to have thick enough skin to not be offended when people tell you that you're moving too fast. I think this is one of the most difficult things we as creatives face, because our art is like our child. What we do is like our child, and we are super passionate about it. We care so much about it. We want to be nurtured in this. You know, we want people to be confident in these ideas, but when the first time we hear like I don't know, or you know, maybe you should think about this, it almost feels like instant rejection. It almost feels like an instant no. And that's not the case. If you have the right people around you, 9 times out of 10, that usually means, you know, we want to help you, but we just need you to think about a couple of things first. We just need you to you know, just dial it back a couple notches first, and then let's think about this a different way. But I honestly think that's where God shines. Not only does he kind of place those people in your life to better be able to guide you in those ways, because God knows you, God knows the intents of your heart, God knows why you want to do what you want to do, because he put it in your heart, right? But having God absent of that process, it ultimately leads to burnout. It ultimately leads to us feeling lost. It ultimately leads to us not having a sense of direction of what to do with God's gift. It's like somebody giving you a remote control car and telling you, hey, go drive this. But you open the box, there's no batteries, there's no instructions in it, and you leave the birthday party and the person still got the stuff, right? You got to make sure that you are consistently talking to God. You might get the car itself. That might be the vision of the finished product. You know, God shows you this great idea, this great vision of something that you should do. And you might have to go back a couple months later and get the batteries. You might have to go a couple years after that and get the actual remote control. And then the whole time as God is giving you instructions on what to do, you're seeking his face. You're learning more about the Bible. You're learning more about the different concepts in the Bible. The Bible, it's not just word upon word and line upon line, but it's precept upon precept. And those precepts are different principles and different concepts, different parables, different proverbs that you can build your life on, right? A lot of people say the acronym for the Bible is the basic instructions before leaving earth. But the Bible itself says that this book contains everything pertaining to life and godliness. And it doesn't just mean how do we live our personal lives outside of ministry in the marketplace. It means how do I interact with people? It means how do I live my own life? Paul even talks about in Romans 7, how do I deal with my own flesh? How do I deal with my own temptations, my own lusts, all of these things? How do I deal with them knowing that my spirit wants to do the right thing, but my flesh can't do the right thing? And God has to be the central aspect of these things, because if he's not, then we're going to find ourselves fighting a lot of things that we don't necessarily need to be fighting. And that's one thing that I had to realize really early in the process. And I'm realizing that now. And I'm saying that in that way because I know I'm early in my process. I know that I'm not anywhere near where God has shown me to be the finished product. But I also know that there are still things within myself that I need to work on. And having that self-awareness saves you a lot of anxiety, down the road. It saves you a lot of, stress and frustration, of begging God and pleading with God, you know, why am I not at this point yet? Why don't I have these things? Why is this not happening? Because God knows that there's still more work to be done. And the fact that we ourselves get to that point in understanding and in realization that, you know, God's not done working in us and working through us yet, it makes things a lot easier. It makes a lot of things a lot easier down the road. But yeah, that's what I've got for tonight. I hope that you all got something really beneficial, really useful from tonight's episode. I release episodes of the Committed Podcast every other Thursday at 4 p.m. This episode will go up Thursday at 4 p.m. On every platform. It's on Apple Podcasts. It's on Spotify. It's on Amazon. It's on Pandora. Anywhere you listen to your podcasts, it's there. I promise. You can also click the link in my Instagram bio. My Instagram is I am Ruben Micah. IamReubenMicah. You click the link that's there in my bio, click listen to the Committed Podcast. It'll take you to every platform. It's right there. And if you need me, just feel free to DM me. I offer consulting and counseling services for entrepreneurs. You can schedule a consultation or a counseling session using the link in my bio. And this has been A Road Less Traveled. I'm excited to share some new things with you all in the very, very near future. So if you don't have post notifications, turn on my Instagram page. Do that now. Do it now. Because we got a lot of exciting things coming up over the next 2 weeks to announce. In 2 weeks, we'll be doing Screen Door on a Submarine. That's the next episode, Screen Door on a Submarine, based off of the song that I just sang. And it's going to be an exciting time. We're going to talk about the thin line between faith and laziness. Amen. The thin line between faith and laziness. It's a difficult line to teeter as creatives and as visionaries, because we oftentimes feel burnt out because we're doing things on our own and without the help of God. But sometimes we find ourselves not doing enough because we feel like we are supposed to be leaning on God. So sojourn with me as I kind of figure this thing out myself, and we're gonna talk about it. I might do this Instagram live thing again at some point in 2 weeks, and we'll talk about it together, and it's gonna be a good time. I'm excited to announce season 2 is going to start in August. Season 2 of the Committed Podcast is going to start in August, and we're going to start with a mini series called Letters to the Gifted is going to be a super series. We're having 4 episodes in August, right? So we're releasing episodes every week in August. Not every other week. It's me every week in August. We're doing our first letter is going to be to the visionary. The second letter is going to be to the creative. The third is going to be to the doer. And then the fourth is going to be to the trailblazer. So four specific letters to the gifted. It's going to be really exciting. So I'm really excited to see the fruit that God chooses to bear from these things. That being said, we got two more episodes in season one. And then I'll be announcing my book that's going to come out as well. In early August. I'm projecting it to come out in early August. If the Lord wills to download four more chapters of the book into my brain before the end of this month, then it'll be out before the end of this month. Amen. Amen. So it's called From Ruach to Reality. A marketplace manual for godly entrepreneurs. And it comes with an accompanying workbook. So I'm excited to share that with you all. I wasn't even really supposed to announce that today, but I'm announcing it today. So get y'all wallets together. I dropped some merch. I dropped some apparel last week. It's called the Origin t-shirt, right? This first t-shirt is called the Origin. It is, the brand is called Committed. So it's all based off of the podcast, right? But the reason I wanted to start selling merchandise is because I wanted to create collectible merchandise that actually gives something back to the people that buy it, right? So thinking like NFTs, right? When they were an actual thing that actually meant something in the height of the pandemic. This first shirt called the Origin, right? We're I guess I kind of have to spill the beans, right? But we'll announce it, right? The first shirt, when you purchase it, it's $49. You get it as 8.5 ounce heavyweight t-shirt. It's like 400 something GSM. It's crazy. It's oversized print, puff print, the whole nine yards. It's a really nice shirt. Okay. When you purchase that shirt, you get 20% off of your admission to the boot camp that we're doing in September called the Practicum. All right. And I'm not going to say anything else about that event right now, because we'll say something else about that event on my Instagram page probably this weekend. So that being said, buy the doggone shirt. Buy the shirt, save you some money, live better Walmart, right? They're not a sponsor, but yeah, do it. Before I ruin any other surprises, I'm going to go ahead and pray and we're going to get out of here. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you, Lord God, for this time that we get to spend together once again, God, just diving more into your word, seeing what you have to say about entrepreneurship, God, seeing what you have to say about us and where we are in our lives. God, I thank you, Lord, for taking me through the journeys that I've gone through over the course of my life so that I may share it. God, for your word says that we overcome by the blood of the lamb and the word of our testimony. So God, I thank you, Lord, today for the test and the testimony that comes from it. God, I pray that, Lord, that everybody under the sound of my voice is impacted, is touched by the words that you've given me to speak. God, I pray that, Lord, that somebody has walked away from this learning something, being inspired or being motivated by what's been said. God, I pray that, Lord, that you would continue to work in me and work through me, God, work in me to make me a better person, work through me to help impact the lives of the people that hear me, that interact with me, that see me, God. I pray the Lord that you would make me a willing vessel. God, make me an ambassador for you, God. As your word says, I thank you and I praise you, Lord God, for everything it is that you're doing in the lives of these, your people. And it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Remember, Proverbs 16:3 says, commit your works to the Lord and the thoughts will be established. This has been another episode of the Committed Podcast. Peace out.